Petersfield's Shine Radio. Skywatch, your monthly guide to night sky events above Petersfield. Here's Claire Venice.
Hello and welcome to Skywatch for May. This time of year, nights in the Petersphere are distinctly shorter than the days. The sun sets around 9 p.m, then promptly rises around 5 a.m. Add to that the effect of the twilight when the sky is still light, and officially, night at this time of year only lasts for about 2 hours. We usually associate twilight as civil twilight, the period from sunset until the sun has dipped to 6 degrees below the horizon. The time this takes to happen varies, and here in the Petersphere takes roughly 40 minutes, depending on the time of year. Traditionally called lighting up time, this is when the town streetlights switch on. Officially, though, there isn't a single twilight period. There are three. Next up is nautical twilight, the period when the sun reaches between 6 and 12 degrees below the horizon. The end of nautical twilight is defined as when the horizon can't be distinguished from the sky, as seen from a vessel at sea. The third twilight period is the one us stargazers are interested in. Astronomical twilight is when the sun reaches from 12 to 18 degrees below the horizon, and the end of which officially marks the beginning of night. Away from light pollution, the skies are fully dark for astronomical observations. Looking at the stars for May, this is the best time of year to find the constellation of Virgo the Maiden. Virgo is the second largest constellation in the entire sky, after Hydra the Water Serpent, which Skywatch took a look at last month. To find Virgo, look toward the south in late evening, and the brightest star you'll see in front of you is Arcturus, a little over halfway from the southern horizon to the zenith overhead. Looking downwards in the 5 o'clock position from Arcturus is another bright star. This is Spica, the brightest star in Virgo. Spica is really a binary system of two giant blue-white stars, some 250 light-years distance. Their light began its fast journey through the cosmos to your eye at around the time that the United States claimed independence. The centre of Virgo is a skewed rectangle, tilted on its side, with Spica at the bottom left corner. At both ends of the triangle are two lines of stars, representing arms and legs. Virgo is depicted as a virtuous young woman and is associated with the harvest. In one hand, she holds a wheat sheaf, marked by Spica. From the 17th to the 21st of May, the waxing moon will glide eastwards along the lower edge of Virgo. On the 19th and 20th, our nearest neighbour in space will appear either side of Spica. The moon reaches full phase on the 23rd, and among Northern Hemisphere cultures is traditionally called the Flower Moon. Virgo's part of the sky is of particular interest to deep sky observers because it contains literally hundreds of galaxies. The Virgo cluster is located at top right of the constellation and is thought to contain perhaps 2,000 galaxies of various shapes and sizes. They're too distant and faint to be seen by eye alone, but with binoculars, you might just be able to see a swarm of tiny fuzzy blobs among the stars. These faint, indistinct objects aren't sharp points of light like stars, but what they represent is mind-boggling. Each tiny blob is really a vast island of billions of stars, most of which will have their own families of planets. The numbers are countless, and we have to wonder if, just maybe, there's someone looking out there, looking back at our galaxy. Turning to the planets for May, and while planetary observations will be sparse, there are greater things to come in the latter part of the year. For now, only Saturn and Mars will be just about visible, low in the east, during the pre-dawn hours in the latter part of the month. Going into the summer, both planets will be joined by Jupiter. And as the year progresses, all three planets will rise earlier and earlier until they become evening objects. By the autumn, Venus will have returned to the Petersphere skies too as the brilliant evening star. Finally, from the end of the month then on through June and July is the time of year to look for noctilucent clouds. Noctilucent means night shining, and after dark, these wispy, high-altitude clouds take on an ethereal silvery glow. More about this next month. As ever, there'll be plenty more to look out for as we progress through the year. Until then, clear skies and happy stargazing.
Shine Radio Skywatch is written by Jeff Burt and read from Under the Dark Skies of Langrish by Claire Venice. Hear all our dark sky guides at shineradio.uk. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Joff,
Beth,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.